You are listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin has penned this humble tribute to man's best friend, but all the fondness he has for his dog Rusty fades away when he decides to take care of his business in the neighbor's flower bed.
And a very good morning to you all. You've probably heard me banging on before about my dog, Rusty. Rusty the redneck shih tzu. He's an adorable little rogue, this fella. And he really has me very well trained. Like, he's got this tennis ball that he loves to play with, and he ends up stuffing it under the sofa where he can't get at it. And then he starts crying near the spot where it's at, and I have to get down on all fours and fish it out for him, only to find, of course, that, you know, in less than an hour, he's put it back in there again, and I have to start all over again. Oh, I'm telling you, if this dog wasn't so cute, he'd be dead long ago. Then there's the issue of walkies. Sure, I only have to mention the word walkies and he goes ballistic with excitement. And, you know, I mean, I don't mind taking him out for a stroll down the road. We're lucky in that where I live, we have one of those rare items around here. It's called a footpath. Or what do you call it? A sidewalk. So we head off for our daily jaunt down the road, and I don't have him on a lead because he's very well behaved, really. He doesn't go near the road, and also, of course, not being on the lead allows him to do something he really loves to do, run. I tell you, there's just something about the sight of my dog running that always cheers me up. He runs purely for the sake of running. It's not like he's chasing anything. It's not like he's running somewhere or from something. He's just running because he loves to run. When we first started dating like this, of course he would stop and pee in every other garden. They love to mark their territory, don't they? But then again, of course, he'd always invariably poop in some neighbour's garden. And I must confess, for a long time, well, I held the view that it's such a small and inconsequential thing, it's barely even noticeable. And besides, it's not like there are kids playing daily in that garden. So what's the problem? Huh? Well, would I be upset if your little shih tzu were pooping in my front garden? No. A Great Dane? Well, maybe. I mean, because that would be a pretty big, disgusting jobby. But eventually the guilt got the better of me, and now whenever he's out for his daily constitutional, I bring along a plastic bag with me. Whenever he squats down to do his business, well, of course, I look away to allow him some privacy, and then when he's finished, I duly bend over with the plastic bag in hand, and very squeamishly and very begrudgingly, I pick it up. And then I scrunch up the bag, without, of course, touching the contents, and then I try to make the bag look as small as I possibly can. But there's no escaping it, is there? Because now I am a man with a bag of poop. I suppose I could put it into my pocket. But even though I know the plastic would certainly protect my pocket from coming into contact with the contents of the bag, there's no way I could see myself putting a bag of into my pocket. That's even worse than carrying it around for all the world to see. And so I remain a man out there. It's just so humiliating. But I do it anyway. I tell you, I'm going straight to heaven for this. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland Here We Come and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.